On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Audio Whiplash. We've got a few things to get to here today, and back in the co-pilot seat again is Rob. How are you today, man?
Dynamite.
Couple of things. I wanted to start with, and maybe I should ask you this question first. Are you currently intoxicated?
No, but I'm seriously working on it.
Okay. I wish I was. Yeah. Okay, so... That probably hurt.
I'm good.
Taking a shot out of the desk.
Slough it off.
There was a study that was discussed recently on AskMen.com. You ever visit over there?
Ask Men. Yeah. That's also right next to the smell of men enjoying themselves.
Yikes.
The sound of men enjoying themselves?
It's not better.
Okay. I think it's a Frankie Goes to Hollywood tune. Not entirely
sure.
Oh,
no.
Yes, I am intoxicated.
Turns out.
Really, we'll let the listeners decide for themselves. Which one of these guys is intoxicated?
You seriously should at some point take a look at AskMen.com. They've got some great stuff. Some of it's pretty funny. Some of it's pretty interesting on all kinds of stuff that typically only men would find interesting. But they published or put their own spin on a study that came out recently done by the University of Missouri. Where all the best stuff.
Exactly.
Stuff comes
I don't know if you can say that without saying Missouri.
Missouri, yeah. It's the University of Phoenix or what's that one?
The University of Phoenix in Missouri.
Yeah. Mall College. straight out of DeVry. What kind of drunk are you? It's called. And
I'm the best kind.
They listed four historical figures and why these people were set out. The first type of drunk is the Ernest Hemingway. And he used to claim, apparently, that he could drink gallons of alcohol without becoming intoxicated. And so, essentially, they're saying that the Ernest Hemingway is someone who doesn't really change a whole lot when they're drunk.
Right.
The second one, and I really hope this ends up... We're going to diagnose each other on the other end of this. I kind of hope this turns out... The Mary Poppins. And... I guess, I don't know if I've ever seen the Mary Poppins movie as a kid or not.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
And I always enjoyed the Simpsons Sherry Bobbins episode. I mean, that was fun. But I don't know if I've actually seen it. I guess in the movie she says, practically perfect in every way, which is describing this type of drunk. They're typically happy and... And they get a lot of the I love you mans. It's that type of drunk.
Right? I love you, man!
Right. There's the Nutty Professor. I don't know if you've seen that movie. I certainly saw it as a child. Eddie Murphy as a fat... Yep.
Fab but lovable.
And is that the one where he plays the whole family?
I don't know.
Of fat people around the table?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or that's the I don't know.
Something like
the
that.
The clumps, the lumps. There's all kinds of crazy.
Okay. Maybe the sequel was anyway. Kind
was
of
Martin Lawrence in it too? Did he play a fat woman too?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. One of the two of them sat there, and there's the fat kid that's flexing his muscles, and the mom sitting there, Hercules, Hercules. And I'm pretty sure this is the same movie.
And if it's not, well, it's a little...
And it's possible I've stolen the attention away from you in terms of being the drunk person on this.
Actually, it's actually very hot here in the studio, is actually what it is. And
exhausted.
I think we're both becoming delirious.
The Nutty Professor, anyway, kind of a wallflower, not really much, but becomes, when he's very very suave, very, very debonair and outgoing and
this is,
whatever.
Yeah,
that's
this
where
is,
the Nutty Professor...
This is me.
You're typically an introvert. That's what you're saying, eh? Okay. The final one is the Mr. Hyde, which is probably goes without saying, but doesn't matter what kind of person you are day to day, whether you're an asshole or nice, the volume gets cranked way up. You're looking to pick a fight. You know, you're mad at everybody. All these sorts of things are the four different types of drunks that they have set aside here, or that they have picked out. Any of those scream out to you that may fit your bill?
Man. Well, it's definitely not the Ernest Hemingway.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I can fall into that either. I'd like to think so, but I don't think so.
I think that's just a historical thing to begin with, too.
I'm sure, but they had to title it.
Right? I think in terms of being totally hosed, they could have called it a Sir John A. Macdonald, too. I think anybody historically who drank at all drank a pile. Right, and that I think, and whoever's writing with this was likely writing with them. You should see you should see him drink. He drank a gallon. Yeah, okay, sure, buddy. Would you go as far as say 4 gallons?
Wow,
I would. Why not?
I mean, if we're making shit up, what?
Yeah, exactly. If I'm gonna just pitch shit against the wall and see what sticks to the wall, why not?
Yeah.
And the second one was
the Mary Poppins.
That likes to dress and drag.
If you want to throw that in,
sing and dance.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
The Mall College of Missouri mentioned that, but
okay.
Mary Poppins was the, you know, just steps up their own personality a little bit, right? But is usually pretty friendly. Or
see, I would have to say most people likely, in one way or another, fall into this category.
Yeah,
I think if you were to pick one of the two,
to me the most common two, it's Mary Poppins and it's Mr. Hyde.
For sure.
Yeah, there's not very many people.
And sometimes it's a crazy blend.
Well, I don't think you can beat both
of the two. Well,
the I love you man, and then I'm gonna fuck you up.
I think that's how it goes. Is you know what? I'm riding the wave, baby. I'm at the front of this thing.
So maybe these aren't the four types of drunk. These are the four levels of
the
drunk.
The four stages of drunkenness.
First, you don't feel intoxicated. And then it's, I love you, man. And then you start to feel kind of suave and outgoing. And by the end of the night, you're going to fight somebody.
See? Now we're talking. Missouri, put that in your report. Because that's exactly what it is. I think I can drink more than I can. And you're going to love what I have to say.
And if you don't...
Hey, and not only are you going to love what I have to say, you're going to love some of this. No? And now I'm angry!
We may have cracked this.
Well, they didn't ask us.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
So I would say it would have to be... Now, I think depending on the day, I've been a little Mary Poppins.
Right.
And I've been a little Mr. Hyde.
Right.
I think if I was honest and we did an open evaluation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really tough to put yourself into just one. Because obviously I've been thinking about it too while leading up to the show and where I'm going to... This all stemmed from the opening paragraph of the Ask Men article was most people seem to associate it with the types of alcohol itself, right? Oh, I can't drink tequila, all whatever. Or
I can't drink
whiskey makes me angry, or these sorts of things. In reality,
whiskey doesn't make me angry.
Well, but
whiskey just makes you stupid.
Everyone but you.
Exactly. that's not what it is. I find it brings up the faults in others.
And I think, you know, they've said anyway, if we're going to take Missouri at their word, that it has nothing to do with the alcohol itself. But whiskey makes me angry is a very common thing people seem to say, right? That that's kind of what it does to people, gets you fired up, and tequila is whatever, right? So I think for me...
I think it's a taste. Tequila tastes bad. That's making me angry already.
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's stages. Because I think if I go out for a couple of beers...
I'm drinking lighter fluid.
I probably have... I like to think, and we probably all would like to think, that if you've just gone out for a couple of beers, you're probably the Hemingway, right? You're probably holding it together or whatever. I am probably, after that, though, equal parts Hyde and whatever, Mary Poppins. Because if I'm out with a group of people and we're having a great time, I'm having a great time. But if shit turns south in a hurry, when I'm drunk, I'll turn south in a hurry with it, right? And not to fight people, but I do get... Everything's a little bigger deal than it actually is, right? Like, it's one of those things for me.
I can't button up my shirt!
Fuck you, Levi's!
Yeah!
What's wrong with you?
God damn it.
You broke my shirt.
Who puts the button in the back of the pants? Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
And so I find I do have some of that in me. When things go wrong, it amplifies if I've had a few to drink.
Yeah, the University of Phoenix in Missouri. You know what? I think they're flat out wrong, right? You look at the types of, and you know I'm a staunch Guinness drinker.
Yep.
Also a staunch whiskey drinker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually not at the same time. Although if I can put them together in an Irish car bomb, a little Bailey's, boom, goes the dynamite. Love that.
Hello, Mr. Hyde.
Exactly. Oh, hello, Mr. Suave.
Hello, Rico Suave.
Exactly. It's, but when I can't stand up, that's the other problem.
Very debonair.
Exactly. But I'm suave from a seated position. Come to me. Guinness, and people have this, and I don't want to talk down anybody, but they have this idea that it's thick and it's heavy and it's, to me, it's a great mellow drink. Right, you pile a bunch of them under your helmet, bumps your iron totals. Honestly, come on. Makes your stool a little loose the next day, which is not a bonus.
9 out of 10 doctors say low iron, have Guinness.
Exactly, see? And nursing mothers, ups the iron total. All I'm saying is...
Get sloshed, moms.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're only suggesting a pint of stout. This is all it is.
Okay.
But piling. No, nobody gets angry and gets out in the street and fights. Drinking Guinness. It's crap beer with carbonation that makes people fight in the street. So, honestly, this whole concept of the type of alcohol doesn't matter. I want to know who wrote this report. Because, you know what?
I told you.
I think
don't know the dude.
You know what? Is there funding? Is there a grant? Can we write a grant proposal?
Should we head to Missouri and offer to drink some stuff for
Or write a new report for them? Because, you know what? I have some serious issues with...
I think all we've learned so far is that erroneous reports out of Missouri make you a Mr. Hyde. We have no idea why.
Erroneous reports out of Missouri. Like, that's the first time that's been uttered.
I think that's what they call the evening news.
Now back to erroneous reports from Missouri. Missouri. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's gone off the rails.
So I don't think... I don't really take any umbrage with what you've diagnosed yourself as.
I take great umbrage. I think that's just how it goes. That's a common stance for me.
I think a lot of people are probably starting to put you into the Mr. Hyde category here more often than you think.
But I'm sober.
Okay.
Mostly.
At least partially.
I think the booze mellows me out.
Yeah.
I dig show tunes. I go in for all that. As much as the next fella.
What the hell is happening here?
Not entirely sure.
Okay. I have no segue out of show tunes, so we're just going to carry on. There's nothing really to this, and not really anywhere to go with it. But I saw a while back...
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. So you've diagnosed yourself.
Yes.
Were you segueing away entirely from the AskMen.com
yes.
thing? Okay, well, I don't think we finished with this.
Okay.
I think
here
it comes.
Here comes Mr. Hyde.
Yes, exactly. What mean? Who told you you were in the show? Oh wait, forget about it. Doesn't matter. Host guy.
Guy.
In terms of your type of personality.
Yeah.
Right. What I think you are.
Okay.
Right. And I would say, see, because I think the whole Mary Poppins things.
It's too broad.
It is too broad.
Yeah.
And you're a bit of a broad.
All right.
So it has to do with those who don't know you on a, and you know, you're comfortable in social situations, but I think the volume gets turned up a little bit.
Right.
Right. And it's worth noting the singing gets turned up.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
And you know what? And you may, the listeners may not be aware.
The singing talent doesn't get turned up.
That you may in fact be the lost Bee Gee. I am not entirely sure about this.
did they lose one? Or it's just me.
Okay. It's exactly right.
I'm not a replacement. I'm the guy they should have had from moment one.
Okay.
I'm trying to pick what you're telling me here. Okay.
What I'm telling you is you love to hit that. You love to hit the high notes.
Oh, I'd love to be able to.
I know you.
I take a shot at it.
Okay, but that's what we're talking about exactly here. And this isn't just that. Yeah, you remember that one time?
No, this is a
regular occurrence. Yeah. Right? Matt likes to get a couple.
Get musical.
Karaoke be damned.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to do it. Without any musical. Musical accompaniment. Just do it.
Exceptionally talented. As a Temple of the Dog cover band.
Right, right. Rain Shower, I think.
Never heard of it.
Come on, man. That's a hand-holding, hair-sniffing tune, which is right up your alley. I know that. I know that
maybe
to be
true. It
doesn't
have enough high notes.
Right. Well, okay, yeah, exactly. It's in a lower register than you like.
That doesn't fit me at all, man.
No, okay. Exactly. It's Barry White. But yeah, you like to go up high, I think.
Well, and considering you typically accuse me of turning everything into a fucking, help me out, man, Eddie Vedder version of
And you do have a bit of a.
But he doesn't go up high.
He doesn't. He doesn't. You know, he don't do.
So I'd probably call it more of a man of many talents in terms of.
Okay. All right. And this is like, Eddie Vedder sings blank.
Call Me Maybe.
Stairway to, yeah, exactly.
Anything.
That's
more my voice than the amount of alcohol.
I don't know, but this is when we hear it, though.
Right.
This is when it comes out.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not suggesting you slur. I'm just saying.
Well, that's what you were painting right there.
Well, can you understand? You ask Eddie Vedder, you know, like the song Yellow Ledbetter.
Right.
Hey Eddie, what's that song about? Well, I don't. I don't really know. I don't even sing the same lyrics all the time.
Yeah, it's that's absolutely dead on. I don't know what category that goes in, but
solid second half, upper register of the Mary Poppins.
Okay. Well, if you got to do it, be up top, man.
Be up top.
Be high.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think. The volume being turned up and the inhibitions being slightly lowered. Because
I'm going hungry.
Right. But it's not like I make it a habit of doing karaoke.
Hungry.
But you're right. When a song's playing, I'm probably singing along.
Exactly. That's when we got a little hunger strike. Come on, man.
That's the only one I know.
That's probably the only one you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for most people, it's the volume gets turned up and you do some things that you wouldn't normally do. Now, the singing thing is something that I'm not overly embarrassed by.
Well, would you be? Embrace
there's
it.
There's enough other things that people do that I've done after
well, there's
drinking.
There's enough other embarrassing things right. that you do on a daily basis without drinking.
When did this become just a... You are staunchly Hyde, man.
That's been said before.
There's no Poppins.
That's been said before. But I'm not drunk.
I don't... Your natural personality.
Okay.
And then you drink and it gets ramped up.
Okay. He gets louder in his anger. You would not believe it.
If it's even possible.
No, it's not possible. Yeah. The volume was always up.
Right. Am I allowed to segue, or do you want to?
Hey, at your leisure, my friend. Okay. This is you're the one with the big boy pants on.
Like I said a couple of moments ago, there was just something I caught on Twitter a few weeks ago that I thought was amusing. As the Tea Party was headed from Toronto to Ottawa to play a show. Do people remember the Tea Party? Do you think? Do you remember a hit?
Yeah, The River.
Okay.
Is that?
I don't know. I don't recognize that one. I was never a huge fan, but I'm sure I'd know their big tunes.
Well, and they were stripped right off the back of the Doors and Jim Morrison. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, and so here's the thing, and they have nothing to do with each other, and they're not close. I get all that. I have always had a problem being able to separate or know the difference between, or which one was which, between the Tea Party, Big Sugar.
Oh, come on, not even close.
I said that. Right? Okay. And Big Wreck. I have no idea which is which.
Okay, well, that makes you a fool.
Yeah, okay.
Because, honestly, man, those...
Can I go home now?
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I don't believe anybody else listening to this would agree with you on that.
I'm not saying they all sound the same. I'm saying I don't know which one's which.
Okay. How about Counting Crows? Are they in there too?
No, I know some Counting Crows. That's weird, eh? Go, what's the other one I have that drives you crazy?
That's that whole 90s Gin Blossoms?
Yeah.
Really, Gin Blossoms? No, but Gin Blossoms to me are like everything else. They're like Three Doors Down, and they're like all these, I don't know, man. Hey, Jealousy! Yeah, okay, yeah.
So which, Big Sugar's Canadian?
Big Sugar's Canadian. The Tea Party's Canadian.
Right. Big Wreck is not? Yeah,
Claiming them. I think they're from North Dakota. How about that?
Sure. Close enough.
Yeah, it's not even. I have no idea where. I have no idea where they're from. But they're not. They're not the one. No, that's the Wallflowers now I'm thinking of with.
Which one of them did the terrible cover of Paint It Black? Do, 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 like 98, 99 probably.
I don't know. Okay. I'm not aware of it. Okay. How about that?
Because that's the big hit that I know from one of them.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, I have no idea. I'm putting it out there, and you can keep punching me in the face for it, saying, you're stupid. I have no idea.
Okay. You know what? I'm not aware.
Do you got a hit from any of the three?
Big Sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, Digging a Hole, Nicotina. There's Hey Mr. Fantasy. They did a cover of Hey Mr. Fantasy. Honestly, Big Sugar, they have the fat sound. Big, beefy. Yeah, they're okay. Totally, they're sort of, they're just a solid rock band, whereas the Tea Party
really kind of mid-90s, right?
Well, they've been on and through, but yeah, okay, 90s.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Whereas the Tea Party, they had that real sort of, and I can hear that other song in his voice.
I'm hearing one in my head, but I don't know.
Right. And again, that is early 90s. Tea Party, right? 92, 93. Right in that range. But yeah, no. And again, I don't want to hate on them. They had some good success.
Right.
Right. I was never, and the guy, and they're from, I think they're from Windsor, or they're an Ontario band.
Right.
But so... on the heels of that whole Doors resurgence that came out with the movie and everything. And in terms of his looks and his sound and everything were just so, the timing is off, right?
Right. So there was no reason to get onto these guys other than the fact that in typical Canadian rock band fashion, perhaps, I saw a tweet from the Tea Party that said they were on a Via Rail train to Ottawa to play their next big gig, which is probably some kind of a statement on where your career's at this point. It didn't mention if they happen to be taking Via 1, but you'd like to think they at least got a first-class train, would you not?
I'd hope they were up in Via 1. That's absolutely.
Because it's kind of, I mean, I guess it's better than a tour bus, but you're sitting beside some, you know, Dick who went to get drunk all weekend, or
hey, Dick.
Or, I don't know. It just seemed out of place to me that this is where the mighty Tea Party has ended up in the year 2015. But I guess it's good that they just at least are still playing gigs.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for still playing gigs.
I don't know who you are, but there was another kind of, we've been all over this Uber thing for a while now, and just the crap that it's been causing in a couple different countries, and here especially. It looks like they've kind of been joined by, the thing that Uber goes by, that their tagline is when you open the app, is everybody's
so
personal
just,
driver.
Sorry, you know what, I just wanted to, as you're talking
on that.
Add some
facts to the
Tea
Party.
So The River is the song I was thinking of, Sister Awake.
I know that one.
Okay, Temptation.
Is this the Tea Party?
This is the Tea Party,
okay.
Right? And perhaps maybe Fire in the Head, right? But The River, Temptation, Sister Awake, to me, those are...
All right.
Those are the big ones.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. No. Now, go back to your Uber.
Go back to Uber.
Your Uber deal, whatever was going on there.
Well, just in that... Have you tried it yet?
No, I have not.
No.
But I do want to get the app, and I do want to try that out, because honestly, as we touched on before, I hate cabs.
Yeah. So...
Not cabbies, but cabs.
Some cabbies.
Yeah, really most cabbies, but that, you know, I still need one occasionally, so... sorry about that.
They've had a court case basically thrown out by the Ontario Supreme Court in Toronto that says you didn't... said to the City of Toronto, you haven't presented a case here at all that makes any sense, they're allowed to continue operating. And Mayor John Tory in Toronto is, I wouldn't say he's been an Uber supporter, but he's been far less of a hawk than some of the other people, right? He would like to work with them and find a way to legislate it, right? Or, you know, have it fit in with what else is happening in the city. So I thought it was interesting anyway that basically this judge had told the City of Toronto, nothing here constitutes, you know, a broken law. And I think most people look at it and can understand how it would be a skirting of the law, right? Or whatever. But the fact that a city like that, the biggest city in Canada, wasn't able at all to put together any kind of coherent case and just had some judge laugh them out of the courtroom was pretty funny. But that seems to have spawned off a pile of different applications and startups. Now, there is another one, I forget what it's called, it doesn't matter, that has now started in Toronto, has an Android and an Apple application. They're up and running, so it seems like it's just kind of opened the door and spread to a few different areas, because there's been there's an app out in, I believe right now it mainly serves Toronto, called Tab. Have you heard of that one?
I have not, okay. But you're probably not surprised by my lack of technical savvy.
I do feel the need to ask every time, because one of these days you might just blow me away.
Yeah, I just get angry too.
Okay.
You're so condescending.
Yeah.
Don't talk down to me.
After the first half of this show, I don't know how you're going to say I'm talking down to you. But anyway, the app, basically, it's far from the only one like it out there, but it has the capability to go in, find restaurants nearby using your GPS, you know, read reviews, take a look at what kind of food they're serving, how many stars, this sorts of thing. And they added a while back the ability to make reservations, and it didn't really go anywhere.
So this Tab,
yeah,
it is a lot like the local one you have, Just Eat, or whatever it is, right?
Where right, and there's a few like it, that do the same sort of thing, tell you what's nearby, and give you some reviews and, you know, a basic, this is what type of restaurant it is. This is how many stars.
Tell me if I'm looking. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
No, let's.
Well, because I think I know where you're going with this, but I'd rather, before I jump right in and sound like a total jackass, I'll wait and sound like just a half jackass.
Sweet. So Tab added the ability to make reservations in the app, and it didn't really go anywhere. People were using it, but it's a little fidgety. And so last week they added the ability to get out of the app and just send a text message to a phone number that they had set up to be able to text Tab, tell them table for four at such and such restaurant at 7:30 p.m. Now, it's not just any restaurant. There's a certain number of partnering restaurants that, you know, have...
Right.
But...
They're going to steer you in this direction, right?
The idea being that you don't now have to try and find the phone number and then call yourself and whatever. And it's not like any of this was the end of the world, but so many people now would much rather send a text message than actually phone and speak to somebody.
Okay, right? Yeah, okay. You know what? And I'm of two minds on that. And as you know, I am old school or low tech.
Right.
Right? And to me, this smacks of, yeah, if I'm going to go through all this work to do whatever, now I have to have somebody tell me what restaurant I want to go to, and I'm going to let them make the reservation for me because I don't want to talk to another human?
I guess there's a bit of that, but don't you think there's also an element if you live in Toronto and know that I want to go to, I don't know, Jonathan's, let's call it Jonathan's Italian fucking eatery. That's the name of the place. Jonathan's Italian fucking eatery.
Yeah. Okay.
Jife
for short.
So, I don't have to find his phone number. I don't have to...
But at this point, you're taking it on faith that Jonathan's is good because he's affiliated with Tab.
No, I'm saying I've been there.
Okay.
You're right. The first time when I have to go find Tab's phone number that I can text, I might as well have gone and found Jonathan's and made the reservation and done it myself.
Right.
If you know already, and you live in Toronto, and you know the 15 to 20 or however many restaurants that Tab works with, it's one phone number, right? It's, I text that, I don't have to look, I don't
Jonathan,
have to...
Jonathan, 7 p.m.
Right.
Tonight.
Table for four. And the founder said that his vision for this application is also very much like Uber's, in that you'll go in, sit down, have a nice meal, they'll bring you the check, you'll look at it to make sure it's right, and just leave. Like you do with Uber. You don't carry cash with Uber. You don't have to use a bank machine or a credit machine. It gets billed to your Visa on your phone.
Great idea, but wow. How hard is that, though?
Well, I think there's some hurdles, right? That one, of course, being an Uber encourages you to do this, but you don't have to do it, is put your picture in the profile. So the driver knows, because it's not a cab, right? I don't go running up and know that. If you're in a busy place, he can see me. I now can see because I know what kind of car he's driving, and it makes that.
Right.
So you go into this restaurant, you're going to have your picture there so that the waitresses or whoever know, you know, who they're dealing with and that you didn't just walk out on a check. That guy was using the app, and it's like it almost seems like it has to be the whole restaurant's going to work that way.
Right. You don't pay. There is no other
right. way this is of the doing only it. Way to do it here.
Agreed.
Because it seems like an awesome idea, but there's just, if I'm sitting at another table and there's enough people, but not everybody, that are just getting up and walking out, why wouldn't I give it a shot when enough of them are in the kitchen or whatever, right? Don't you think?
Speaks volumes about your character. You are of low character, sir.
All right, well. I was being Jife customer number 6, not Matt. Don't you think?
Jonathan's fucking eatery.
Italian fucking eater.
Okay, you're right. Sorry, Jife.
Jife. Yeah, it's, I don't know. So you don't think this is... They've said since they took out the need to go into the app and make the reservation in there, their usage went up in the first day of being able to text to the point where people made more reservations through that text message than people had done in the app in the last 6 weeks.
So...
Because it's just right there. You're always texting people, right? It's just another number. It's just... But yeah, if I got to go into the app and scroll through and find the place and then pick it, this is what I want. And I want it done right now. And you send that text and it comes back to you and says, okay, it's done.
And what happens when you don't have it, when they don't have a 7 o'clock?
I assume the text comes back and says, sorry, man, you're out of luck. Because it is actually people. They've said this has created extra work for Tab, but that far more people are coming to them now.
Right.
But it's not a computerized mechanism. It's not a whatever. It's actually someone else calls or uses whatever system they have to make that reservation and then comes back and texts you. It's not just an automated system.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? And again, being low tech,
right,
old school, behind the curve, whatever you want to
you
describe.
Stuck with old school. It only went down. No,
but I'm honest. I have no illusions.
I wouldn't walk out of Jife without paying.
Exactly. I'm staying there waiting for my bill. I have been to a couple of local places, right, where you show up and they're busy,
yeah,
right, and they say, we don't take reservations, right? It happens a lot. Show up, though, and give us your number.
Right.
You head to a local bar, and they'll say, table's ready. They'll text you.
That's true, yep.
And you know what? I get it. I dig that.
Because there's some other places that, for a while, and it's been around forever, where they give you that little buzzer or whatever that you can go and take, and it'll light up or vibrate or whatever when you're
table's ready.
As long
as you don't go 25 feet from the...
Right. You can really only go into their bar at that point, right? And
right.
This obviously seems like the extension of that, right? Where the restaurant will text you, you don't have to stay in the building, you don't have to... why would you, in a lot of cases, want to just stand at the front door?
Yeah.
So that's but I think more and more we're seeing these, and to be clear, that automatic payment and you just walk out isn't in effect now. That's his vision for this whole process, all happen through tab.
And I'd love to know how tip works on that.
Yeah, well, and that's interesting, right? You can't tip in Uber.
You don't tip in Uber ever?
No. Uber takes 20% or whatever the number is of the fare.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else goes to the guy. So in their head, it's done, right?
In their head, it's all tip.
Yep. I'm sure some of the drivers feel... I'm sure if you tried to hand them cash, you know. But the idea is that it's convenient. You don't have to have your wallet or the exact change.
Right,
or
I'm going to hop in. Jump it's just going to swap right out.
As soon as I'm out, I've received an email with my bill. I can rate the driver, 1 to 5 stars, whatever. It tells me exactly how, and if there's an issue, there's a large button right there that says,
happy.
Well, I just mean even you can reach out to Uber themselves, not just the driver at that point, right, and say.
Because Mr. Hyde over here, rarely happy. The button better be huge. It's going to get a big meaty finger on it. Dunk, 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 dunk. Old guy, angry.
Mash the keypad, yeah. No, it's just interesting to me anyway, because we've been talking about this Uber thing, to see that more and more industries are starting to go this way, right?
Like, clearly.
The more automated it can be, the better. Especially, we talked on a previous show about, concerts or whatever. We were running late when I went and saw the Tragically Hip.
I saw that. You were beelining for the beer line like nobody's business.
Right. So if we could have finished our meal and just left without waiting for this lousy waitress who was taking and to be fair, it was busy, but she wasn't good.
She was lousy.
Yeah, and I don't want to stay around.
I wasn't even there, but
deal with her. I don't want to. What? I just want to go.
Right? I don't know what you're doing in your crappy life. I don't know what's going on back there.
You're holding up my crappy life.
But honest to God, my meager existence is moving forward.
And so the idea of that, to just be done and go, is pretty appealing. Because we've sat...
And the goddamn 86 is coming in 3 minutes.
Yeah, we've sat at a nearby pub a few times saying, this is going to take forever. I should get another beer with the bill.
Exactly.
And then...
Because heaven forbid...
I'm sitting
heaven
empty.
Forbid I go dry while I'm waiting for the bill.
Right. I would probably do that less often if I could just leave when it was over. Right?
Guaranteed. Yeah. I'm just going to up and walk.
Yeah.
Throw the empty glass back over my shoulder. Peace out. Smash.
See ya, Jife.
Yeah.
We're done here.
Jife. And you know what? I'm going to use that from now. That's going to go in for everything.
That's the new...
Exactly.
Go-to.
I'll meet you over the
bad restaurant.
Exactly. I'll meet you over the dive bar.
Sweet. Hopefully there really isn't a Jonathan's Italian fucking eatery in Toronto that we're slandering.
There may be a Jonathan's Italian eatery, though.
Yeah.
He should branch out. Grow some hair on it, Jonathan.
Throw the F in there.
Hey, what are you doing, man? Why wallow in mediocrity?
So you seem to be skeptical about this type of thing.
Well, because I am get off my lawn old guy who doesn't get a bunch of stuff, right? But
so even just the text messaging portion,
right? And honestly, and as I did, I sort of gave you the open handed, I don't do, and then I love this other component, right?
Right.
So that just has more to do with my lack of confidence in technology, right? But
right.
Clearly, anything that makes it easier is better, right? And you're right. And there's four or five places I love to go to locally.
Yeah.
If I had that option,
yep,
I'm all over it, really. So I think, and honestly, since we talked about the Uber thing and in relation to this, I'm actually anxious to try the Uber.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'd love that. Honestly, man, I don't even, there's a place I go to for breakfast quite often. Other places, I don't even look. I know roughly what my bill's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't open the bill when she shows it. I just throw my card down on it and say,
there you go.
Right. And then I throw the tip on it and away we go. Right. It's honestly, it's not like I look at it. It's not like, so I do look at it. So any of you
thieving.
Yeah, exactly. Any of you restaurant staff who's looking at, yeah, that handsome, suave guy seated, as mentioned earlier.
Says Mr. Hyde on his Visa card.
Exactly, right there. And I'm angry!
Yeah, to me, it's just when people have so many apps on their phones now, and like you said, if you're going to go this way, I got an app for getting around. That's my Uber, right? And I've got probably three or four different restaurant ones because they're not all working on one system. Yeah. You're trying to partner up with... I don't want to go find all that. I want to open the same app I do all the time to text my friends or family or whatever. And just instead of typing in their name, I'll type in tab, psh, four people, 7:30, jife, done.
Sorry, we can give you 9:30 or 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I will burn jife to the ground.
I mean, look for a brick through your front window, jife.
In your next tab, when I find you people.
That'll show up on your one brick.
I itemized.
One big bay window glass. Oh.
So if you'll allow me once more for this one to condescend to you.
Well, you know what? Why
stop now?
Why, yeah, exactly. Why ask? If you heard that loud slap noise, you'll know it didn't go well.
You know what Amazon is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amazon Prime.
It's a jungle.
Yes. Well done, sir.
Yes. Amazon. Well, okay, you know what? I've only heard of Amazon Prime recently, okay. Right? In terms of now what? It's a membership or it's an elite status.
And I don't know the exact cost, but it's about $100 a year. And what it does, if you shop there a lot.
Does a lot mean more than none?
Well, like I do probably 80% of my Christmas shopping at Amazon now.
Right.
I'd have it show up in a couple boxes and I'm done, right? And throughout the year,
it's maybe a lot like, couple. It's a lot like ordering, anyways. Forget about it.
Whoops. Yeah. I've been thrown. So
ordering brides and whatever else you had in mind.
Don't show up in a box.
That's how they're leaving.
If you are someone who shops there several times a month or whatever, it gives you free 2-day shipping. Is one of the big appeals. There's some deals and stuff that go with it. It's not as big here in Canada, but in the US, it comes with a streaming service similar to Netflix, so you can watch all kinds of stuff on their website.
You can watch your Christmas shit get sent off in 2 days.
Well, you can watch your Christmas movies and Christmas.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna watch radio on TV, why would you not want to watch the stuff you bought get shipped? Where is it? There it is.
It's a camera I'm on
watching,
box.
Exactly. I'm watching radio.
They're working around right now with, and they're not ready, but they're playing around with drones in the U.S. to deliver stuff in same-day delivery, which is kind of fucking crazy. But
right.
Anyway, if you're someone who shops there a lot, free 2-day shipping is a big deal. And like I said, in the U.S., it also comes with a Netflix-type service. It's not actually watching TV.
If you were using it enough.
Right.
You'd pay that $100 up front anyways to guarantee you that 2-day shipping.
And get rid of all the shipping charges.
Exactly. And not have to worry about when is that going to show up.
So for a ton of people, it's a great deal. For someone like me who uses it maybe 3-4 times a year.
I've never used it and I'm going to do it.
I'm getting Prime. So they had what they called Prime Day. And it was supposed to be like Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Just recently. Last, yeah, last Friday. Or
last Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday.
And so... What it was they had a pile of sales.
Was not.
But only people who had Prime were able to access them. Now, they offer you a 30-day free membership. And when that ends, you have to remember to cancel that membership or they just start collecting your...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it gets billed out in installments or if it's $100 once a year or however it works. But they did say that they saw a huge spike in people that at least got the membership.
Well, and they were also saying, and it's not too late. You can do it right now.
Oh, really?
On day of, right?
They were like, okay.
It's not too late. You can still...
I thought you meant now. Like,
yeah, you can still get in on this.
Yeah. So, honestly, cool idea, but most critics and whatever were slamming it that the deals weren't anywhere near as good as what they are on Cyber Friday or whatever, Cyber Monday and Black Friday.
Right.
But when the statistics came out at the end, they said sales from the same day a year earlier were up 400% across Amazon Prime eligible countries, you know, US, Canada, UK.
Right.
Some of those.
Other countries are buying anyways.
I think they said in Canada there were some selling something like 300 items per second.
Yeah, you need to talk to Mongo. Mongo's a big Amazon.
Yeah,
guy,
no,
right?
It's true. Yeah. But he's like, it almost gets in your head psychologically, like these are deal date. Like people buy a ton of shit on Black Friday and Cyber Monday that they would never have bought otherwise because.
Honestly, I happen to buy something, again, very few things I buy online, right? But I happen to buy something and it just happened to be on Cyber Monday, right?
Right.
And honestly, it was huge breaks on.
Oh, and there were some good deals, yeah. But these apparently weren't as good as Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which is what people were getting pissy about.
Right, like retailers on this side of the border tried to do that to match, to keep people from flocking across the border, right?
Hello, Buffalo!
Right.
Where's your Best Buy? Right,
Syracuse, all Watertown, all those places, man. They just get inundated with Canadians because in order to keep it, and they're never as good here, never.
No, but I didn't have to pay gas to drive to Watertown, so...
No.
Maybe that makes up for it, but anyway, they said...
There's lots of things that make up for it. But I love my American neighbors. Sorry about that. Yeah, you know what? I'm hard on you today, eh?
I'm not American.
No, but in terms of your concentration, in terms of your ability to...
I lack focus.
...present a coherent
lack
thought.
Lack discipline, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's an issue well outside of this. So.
Right.
They said 18% it was up over Black Friday of this year and Cyber Monday. So... Even up on those days, people buy like crazy, it was still up substantially.
Buying like crazy!
So let's say 5% of people, to be conservative, forget to cancel their Prime.
Yeah, of course.
It's probably worth it for Amazon. Hey,
like,
right?
like cable companies or anything else, right, that say, we're going to give you this nuts out great deal for 3 months, and then it goes up to this... three times the cost, or you can cancel it. And people are like, oh, I'm loving it, or I couldn't be bothered. And
I just forgot, and I'm a day late, and then it's fuck you here. You got your money.
And then,
right?
Honestly, anybody who's dealt with the cable companies go, yeah, but okay, actually, sir, you're paying for a month in advance. And you're like, what? What do you...
Eat me!
Yeah, exactly. Take this umbrella!
So, you know what? Like, it seemed like a cool idea. I guess it didn't, in terms of the people who write about these things, live up to the hype. But to us average Joes, apparently we spent like...
Speak for yourself.
Crazy. I didn't buy anything either.
But you are average.
Okay. I think we've discovered that in this landscape, you're well below.
But I'm much more cerebral than that. That's the problem.
Is that how we're going to play that?
That is how it goes.
Okay.
I can't be totally reliant on technology. I need to get out there and let my big brain walk.
How's that going?
It's, you know what? So far, so good.
Okay. We'll be...
A deep lateral thinker.
We'll all be out the door from our restaurant and into our Ubers while you're still fucking around with your debit card and your...
Yeah, and you'll have some cabbie throwing a big concrete slab through the front of your Uber thing and maybe getting shot. Not entirely sure. And you'll show up...
Shot,
and
man.
Nobody... Well, sorry, this is not Paris. I understand.
Jeez.
And you'll be showing up for your reservation that you never made and nobody else ever made. And you're standing there with your umbrella in your hand.
You're in the street.
And you don't even know what time it is.
One last thing to get to on this train wreck edition of Audio Whiplash.
This is not a train wreck. This has been very informative.
I feel like most of them are train wrecks, to be honest with you.
Edutainment.
So train wreck radio is...
Edutainment.
That would have been a better name.
Train wreck radio. You know what? I'd get on that.
You'll be intrigued to learn
Wu Lang, are you going to speak for me?
I think I know you'll be interested. Maybe not intrigued, at least interested.
Yeah, consider just dial back.
Yeah. Within, in 2 weeks, we will have someone new sit in the co-pilot chair for an edition of Tall Can Sports.
Is he everybody's favorite cricket fan?
He's yours. Is
he small and swarthy?
Our most frequent feedback contributor to the show, especially on Twitter.
Which we love.
From most people. Perhaps also our harshest critic, but a guy named Matty is going to come on. He is into the show all the time with tweets and Facebook and all kinds of stuff. And actually, if you go on our Twitter page at Talk and Sports, which I know we're on Audio Whiplash right now, but don't be afraid. You can head over to the sports side of it.
You'll love it.
Yep. He did some, what he was calling, unofficial reporting for us at the Pan Am Games. He was out to volleyball. He was out to wrestling, a couple of things. Took a bunch of pictures.
Was he wearing a singlet?
I think that's more just day-to-day get-up than competition.
Okay,
get-up.
You know what? Because and the headgear is awesome, Matty. I'm going to tell you right now.
His Sunday finest singlet, right, for the gold medal games or matches. So he's done some cool stuff for us. We retweeted all of his stuff if you want to come over and check it out. But he's going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball trade deadline, as it'll be the day after that. A couple other things. He's probably got a little more NBA knowledge, or at least interest, than you and I. So we'll do a little bit of that. He'll probably come back in the fall and do a whole Raptors preseason thing.
All you
for
cricket
us,
fans?
Yeah, it's weird, man. I don't know why you keep taking it there.
I'm not entirely sure either.
Okay. Let's just put a fucking bow on this.
He's not from Mumbai either. Just so you know.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you know what? Solid guy.
Speaks great English.
Solid guy. Great takes.
Yeah.
All those sorts of things. And the things you touched on, like you said, whether it's NBA, baseball, yeah, he'll bring some solid takes with knowledge. So
yeah,
you'll enjoy that.
So we're excited to have him on Tall Can Sports. That's going to happen lakeside up near cottage, so that's going to be
whereas we're in a sweaty, dingy, honest to God, man,
the studio's gotten a little warm over the course
and you know what,
heat wave,
and
here,
nobody cares about regular contributors. What are we going to do for the special guests? Ooh, lakeside. Yeah, okay, well, you know what?
That's really more about the host than the guest. That's where I'd rather be. So
really it is.
Yeah,
and this is what this is all about, to be honest with you.
Taking it on the road.
Just no, I was thinking a big show of ego. That's what this is. It's all about the host, he says.
Obviously. So that'll be it for this episode of Audio Whiplash. For Mr. Hyde, I'm Mary Poppins. We'll talk to you next time.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.